I just got done with therapy and I'm also a grad student studying to become a therapist. And my therapist just shared something with me that I just really feel like I need to share. We were talking about being vulnerable and crying and how it can be very hard to, you know, be with someone and cry in front of them. It's also very hard to just show others that we're in pain or that we're sad. And he expressed to me that when you cry, when you show, you know, allow the liquid to come out of your eyes and there's someone witnessing it, it's actually a small part in your healing. And that if we don't let the liquid like leave our bodies, it ends up going into our bodies and turning into a rock that will then eventually build a wall. And when I tell you, that was just mind-blowing to me. And I know that that is something that I will carry with me through the rest of my life, and especially as someone who is studying to become a therapist, because it is so important to find spaces where we can share our vulnerability and also create spaces for people to do the same. And to also normalize crying, especially with men, I think it can be very hard and it's almost shown as a weakness. But I also think it's just such a great thing to kind of keep in mind of like when we don't release that, what is it doing inside of our bodies?